That would be absolutely brilliant. So we're explaining an idea that is really important. We were talking, and the drawings that Phil and Wilf and Lucy did were absolutely fantastic, thinking about the things that spring to mind when most people think about priests, pastors, ministers, that kind of thing. But as we were saying, what the Bible says is that Christian priests and ministers look like all of us. With all of our different situations, our different families, the different things that we do day to day, that's what it means. We call this the priesthood of all believers. And that's a bit of a complicated way of putting it, but actually, when you start breaking it down, it's quite straightforward and really, really powerful. So to explain what the Bible means when it says that we are all priests, we are a priesthood together, if we get to the next slide, and I'll explain where it starts. So if we go back to the earlier books of the Bible, God wanted to share with his people about who he was and who they were and what knowing him was going to be like. And what God told his people back in the Old Testament, at the beginning of the Bible, was that he was Lord of the universe. He'd made everything. He was king of the universe, as we sing about quite regularly as well. And he loves and cares for his people that he has made. He wants to know us and for us to know him personally and in a way that is even closer than a parent, even closer than a friend or a brother and a sister. That is how close we are made to know God. And it's wonderful to think about that, that God, the Lord of the universe, wants to know us. But there is a bit of a problem with this, is that all the bad things that we do, all the things that we do individually and all together as all of humanity, mean that that breaks off our relationship with God, and it's not what it should be. So when God was explaining to his people what it was to know him, he sort of explained it in these sorts of ways, in a very practical sort of way. So if we could go to the next slide, please. So when Jesus was on earth, there was a temple that was in Jerusalem, and there had been a temple of various sorts there for a lot of years. And God had asked his people to build a temple, or sometimes it moved around, where he was going to have his presence. And the reason God said to do that was to show that he loved and he cared for his people, that he was there among them and with them and working powerfully in their lives. But not everybody could go in and just be in God's presence because, as I said, there was this barrier that the bad things that we do as people keep us from that. So in the middle, the tallest building in the middle of that has got an enormous curtain on it, and there is a place in there called the Most Holy Place, or Holy of Holies, as some people call it, and that is a place where God's presence was. And you couldn't just walk into God's presence. So what God did was to explain and to sort of keep that relationship between wanting to be with his people, but his people not being able to know him as they should. What God did was he called some of the people and asked them, basically one big family, to be priests full time. And what they would do, if we could get the next slide, was to be the link between God and the rest of God's people. What the priests would do is they would serve God full time. They would lead the worship for all the people. They would read the Bible to everybody and explain what it meant. They would say sorry on behalf of people before God. They would encourage people when they did the right thing and show them and correct them when they did the wrong thing. So the priests were there to serve God full time and to be the link between God and the rest of his people. And once a year, on a very special day, one of the priests was chosen to go and actually go into God's presence, to be in the presence of God, in that special room behind the curtain in the temple. So yes, it's there, behind that enormous curtain that's there with a big arrow pointing to it. And what an amazing privilege to go and be in the presence of the God who loves and cares for all of his people and to represent them in God's presence. Absolutely amazing thing. And priests would probably get to do that once in a lifetime. And so it was like almost the biggest event in their lives was to go into God's presence. But it was a privilege that they had, but that normal people, normal folks like us, did not get to do. But then Jesus came along and everything changed. This was not part of God's plan. God had even more planned to restore that broken relationship that he had with his people. So when Jesus came, he went to the cross, he died, and he took the punishment for all of the bad things that we have done as individuals and as of humanity throughout the world. Everybody throughout all of history, past and future, for everybody everywhere. And as a result, because of Jesus doing that, all those barriers that kept us from knowing God personally were completely taken down. We could go, we can get to know God personally ourselves, and that relationship can be restored. So what, if we could go to the next slide. Yeah, so God explained very powerfully, and this was in our first reading, how this happened. So that big curtain that separated the bit in the temple where God's presence was ripped in two at the moment that Jesus died. And what that meant was that God was saying that actually now anybody can come in to that place of God's presence. Anybody can come in and get to know God personally themselves, and they don't need anybody to go in there for them. They don't need anybody to stand in the way other than Jesus, who's done it once and for all. But also, it showed that God was going to be with his people in a new way. He was saying that we don't have to come to him in a physical place, that God will go out and be with us as his people wherever we are. He'll be with us in our hearts and in our minds, with the Holy Spirit, and all that sort of thing as well. We can know God personally ourselves, closer than any other relationship. And that's how we were meant to be. And that's an amazing thing that Jesus has done, is restore that relationship with God. But how does that make us like priests? Well, so actually there is another dimension to this. So if we go to the next slide. So Jesus made it absolutely clear that he loves everybody in the world and that his good news of salvation is for absolutely everybody. And what he called us to do as his people, as those he has saved and brought into relationship with him, is to represent him, to go and tell others how good Jesus is and how much he loves them and cares for them, to go and share that good news with the rest of the world that doesn't know Jesus yet. So that's, in a way, that's how the Bible explains how we are like priests. It's not that we're standing between the rest of God's people and God. We are standing and representing and bringing the good news of Jesus to the rest of the world with the hope that they will come and get to know God personally and intimately like we do as well. So in the past, the priests used to do all the leading worship. They used to do all the reading of the Bible. They used to do all the explanation of what the Bible meant and all that kind of thing. And the dynamic has changed now because we get to know God personally ourselves. We get to worship God wherever we go. We get to read the Bible ourselves, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, God can explain who he is through the Bible, and we can understand that ourselves as well. It also means that we can serve God in a way that in centuries past we weren't able to. We all got a part to play in being God's family together, and we'll explain a little bit about that in a few minutes. And it's just an amazing privilege to know God personally and an amazing opportunity to take that good news and the love of Jesus to the rest of the world. So thinking about that, it would be good to sort of hear from us as a church family just with sharing together as to what that means for us day to day. What does it mean for us to be representing Jesus and bringing his good news to the place that we will be this week? So what I'd like, if it's possible, if you're happy and up for this, is if I come round with a microphone, and I'd like a bunch of people to share three sentences, if that's okay. And I'd like those things to be, my name is, this week I will be, and I pray that. And think about what it is you'll be doing in your day-to-day life that will be living for God. It might be something in your family. It might be that you have caring responsibilities. It might be something at work. It might be something in church. It might be something big. It might be something small. It might be something that you do every week, or it might be something special. Have a think and have a pray about it. And I'll come round in a moment or two. So if you stick your hand up, I'll come around with a microphone and do that. To start us off, what I would say is, my name is Chris. This week, I'll be working in a chemistry lab, the same as I do every week, pretty much. And I pray that I will be a voice of hope there, so that my colleagues can see that there is much more to life than work, money, and stuff. So, is there anybody that would like to start us off, if that's okay? Great.
My name is Kate. This week I'll be on annual leave. I just wanted the excuse to tell everyone. because my stepdaughter from Wales is coming, so I pray that I can just show her something of Jesus, because that's not what she hears about at home.
Awesome. Thank you. Is there anybody else to share? Ah, Emily.
My name's Emily. Next week, actually, I'm hoping to attend for the first time a new postgraduate poetry group that's starting up at the university. And I pray that I'll be able to share some poems that I wrote reflecting on how my faith has helped me through some difficult situations in the last few years. I pray that those conversations might be a witness to other people there.
Awesome. Thank you. Anyone else like to share? It would be great if a few more could. Ah, brilliant. Thanks.
My name's Phyllis. This week on Thursday I'll be playing golf with a strange lady I've never met before. And I pray, and some others, and I pray that my demeanour and general good behaviour when I go in the bunker for the first seventh time, I'll bring honour and glory to God's name.
Awesome. Brilliant. Thank you.
I'm David. This week I'll be doing stuff in the garden, amongst other things. I pray that the world will recognise that God is both the creator and saviour of all mankind.
Awesome. Thank you. Is there anybody else who would like to...
My name is Sue. I will also be working in a lab, a slightly different one, and I'll be writing medical reports. I just pray that the families that receive these reports that will have an impact on their lives, that they will make good decisions.
Sure. Thank you. Great.
My name is Joe. This week... Twice this week, I'll be looking after my grandchildren. I pray that in what I do and say, they will see something of Jesus in me.
Awesome.
My name is Catherine, and this week I'll be visiting a friend whose husband died very suddenly recently. And I just pray that God will give me the right words to say when I meet her.
Sure. Anybody else? Ah, great.
My name's also Catherine. I'll be working in an office this week, preparing accounts. We have two new starters on Monday, so I pray that we'll be able to give them a good welcome and everyone will make them welcome.
Anybody else like to share? No, that's great. Well, I really appreciate everybody that has shared, because it's really helpful to hear where we'll be this week, the things that we'll be doing, the people that we will be with, and how we are serving God when we try and do that and bring his good news and his love and his care and compassion and his truth to all of those situations. It would be absolutely brilliant if we could pray for all of us, but particularly for those who shared their particular situations. So if it's okay, I'll start off, and then if other people would like to join in and pray openly, and we'll join in and pray alongside you as well. It'd be wonderful to pray for some of these situations that we'll be in this week. Lord God, thank you that you love us. Thank you that you care for us. Thank you, Lord, that you've put us in the places in our lives that we are. Thank you, Lord, that wherever it is that we are, whatever it is that we'll be doing, whoever it is that we'll be with, you have a way of bringing fruitful things through it. Lord, we thank you for your goodness in that, that you are with us, that you will give us the right words to say and the right ways to communicate that in our actions as well. We pray that the people around us will clearly see something of you in us, Lord Jesus. They will want to know more. They will see the difference in us, and they will ask questions and want to come to know you for themselves. Amen. Lord God, we thank you for the folks that have shared that we'll be meeting new people this week in work, in their social lives, or doing new things with new groups and stuff like that. We'll be in new environments. Lord, we thank you that all of these new people are people that you love and care about, and that you're working in their lives already. We just pray particularly for the things in these coming couple of weeks, that you'll be preparing people to have an open heart and an open mind to what you're saying. Lord, first impressions can be really crucial, and we just pray for our brothers and sisters here that when they're meeting new people or being in a new group or something else like that, that they would get off on the right foot, as it were. But more importantly, it would go quickly beyond the superficial, and the things that really matter in life will be clear and part of the conversation as well. And will you work through that powerfully? Lord, we thank you for those who have caring responsibilities and will be spending extra time with family this week. It's an amazing opportunity to do that during the summer break and things like that, and we just pray for your blessing on those times, that your love will be in and amongst those families and all those interactions as well. And we pray for all the other things that people have shared and all the other places that we will all be this week, that you will be speaking through us and using us to share your good news with those that we see and that we're around. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. Amen. Awesome. There's actually more. Don't worry. It's not gonna go on for ages and ages and ages. So we've talked already about this idea that God says that we are priests. We go out into the places where he's called us to live for him and to share the good news. But actually, the passage that Emily read earlier doesn't say you're all priests. It says you're a royal priesthood. We're all in this together. It's God has called us as all of his people to do that. So we need each other. We're all in it together. And we can support and help each other out. We're not having to do it all on our own. So what this means is that, yes, we can read the Bible and by the power of the Spirit, we can understand what God is saying to us through it. But also, there are some people within the church family that have particular gifts or education in explaining the Bible to people and teaching that. And that's a wonderful gift to share with the whole church family. We know that we can go straight to God when we've got something that we need to ask him for, when we need to pray about something. But isn't it amazing when we pray for each other as well? It's really powerful to know that somebody is bringing you and your situations, your life before God and supporting you in that sort of way. So, yes, it's wonderful to pray to God ourselves, but it's wonderful to know that we're all praying for each other as a church family too. It is amazing that we get the privilege of worshiping God. We can sing, we can draw, we can write, whatever it is, we can just speak out words of praise wherever it is we go and whatever time. But it is wonderful when we gather on a Sunday morning and share the gifts of singing and music and the gifts of songwriting that people have had to express how good God is in a different way than what we might be able to think of. And that gives us a broader picture and a deeper understanding of the love that God has for us. Knowing God personally also means that we get to understand and sort of discern God's plans for our life and for our church. And for that reason, within this church family, it is really important that all church members have the opportunity to vote on big decisions about the direction of the church. And that's a key part of what we're about as a church. But we also recognise that there are some people who God has called specifically to pray about those big decisions, to think about those and discern those together. And we have the leadership teams, we have the elders, and we have the teams, the leaders of the various teams at work around the church as well, who specifically set aside their time and energy to do that as well. And also, it's an amazing privilege to know that God is with us whenever we're in our day-to-day lives, wherever it is we are, whether it's in work, school, family, the golf course, wherever it is. And God is with us in that, and he sends us out to tell the good news. But also, when we bring together as a church family all of our gifts, our skills, our resources, our time, the opportunities that we all have, we can do something even more different and spectacular in terms of bringing the good news to others. And what that means is we can do things together as mission to tell people the good news of Jesus. So I think of things like TLG. I think of the youth groups that go on. I think of the cafe that we've got on site as well. I think of the under fives groups and things like that, and the families that we minister to through that, and all the other different ways that we as a church together share what God has blessed us with and support each other as we go out in mission together as a church. And that's an amazing thing as well. So when God says we are all priests, we get to know God and we get to worship, we get to serve together as well, and things like that, he means that we do that as individuals, but more importantly, we do that as a whole church and as a church family. God is our Heavenly Father and we are his children. We are brothers and sisters together. And that's what God means when he says we are a priesthood. We are one big family together that are called to go out and share the good news of Jesus to others. So we're going to stand and we're going to sing again in praise to God and in response to that, recognizing that God is with us here and God is with us when we're out in the rest of the week as well. And also to remember who we are as a church family, that we are all together as God's children. So if we could stand and sing.